The founders forgot that we had medical liberty.
We seem to be losing by taking the side of the middle. And we seem to constantly be losing.
I think Trump has made some kind of arrangements with Russia.
This person has made the allegations that they were a man.
If there's content that's borderline, that's content that we basically will not.
There is no second best. There's no second best crypto asset.
Let's talk about science.
I respect you and I have a great deal of appreciation to you, JF, because in a time when everybody was attacking me, when Sargon doxed me and smeared me, you were the only one who gave me a platform, and you were very kind in helping me put the truth out there.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight. I feel something is sizzling in the background, and things are about to happen. I can't believe what we're seeing. It's like slow news days, but with some excitement. I may be forced to change my position, that nothing ever happens. I think something is about to happen. In fact, look at just this. We're about to have a Candace Owens, Nick Fuentes interview.
I found a thing, and I was interested to speak to the most evil people in the world, the most evil human in the entire world. I wanted to get the backstory for how this human became so evil. And let me show you a trailer for that.
Meeting me, what's your impression? Do you think I'm an evil person or?
I don't think you're evil. I think you're asking me.
I became friends with all the Daily Wire people. I said, why does the United States give Israel $3.8 billion per year? You really shouldn't ask that, they would say. The way you're asking it is anti-Semitic. I'm just asking questions.
Did that then make you go, okay, no, actually, I do hate Jews?
Something's up with the Zionists or Israel. It's not Israel. It is the Jews.
You think that your ideas are going to grow with that perspective?
Well, they are.
You kind of lament the fact that you've been canceled. You lament the fact that nobody will have your platform. Mm-hmm. And in the very same breath, talk about being a hypocrite, you're going after Dave Smith for what? Like, why is she doing Dave Smith? And that's why you suck. You do have ideas that there shouldn't be interracial marriage.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen those clips. Can you explain why that is?
My values are not just who I'm in love with and things like that. It's also my heritage, my identity, my race. For a long time, I would say I'm racialist. Now I just say I'm racist.
Are you a Jew hater?
Well.
Oh, my God. This is going to be the best thing ever. Do you like Hitler? Well, no, I think that Candace seems to have missed the mark here, but at least, you know, confronted Nick. So at least we were going to be able to watch this interview and say, okay, that's where she gets it wrong. That's where he gets it right. But it's going to be freaking amazing. Oh my God, something is about to happen. Because I think she went too aggressive against Nick based on this trailer. She has difficulties with some aspects of Nick's belief, and I think Nick will come out on top. I think he's gonna come out with the right arguments, and ultimately you'll see that even Candace Owens is into some degree of cancel culture, some degree of social rejection, which is why she took so much time to make that interview, which should have been made a long time ago and could have been, based on what I see up to now, could have been more courteous and more of an acknowledgement that, hey, you stand on the shoulder of giants, Candace. You know, if it wasn't of Nick doing these things, and Nick himself stands on the shoulder of giants, Nick maybe wouldn't have the same mindset if there weren't authors, people in the far right that wrote some of the ideas that today he has adopted. And Candace, in turn, stands on the shoulder of giants. And I don't believe she's in a position to criticize Nick all that much, because she only integrates in part what Nick has to say. And whether that... that kind of piecemeal approach to far-right ideas works in the long run. I don't think it does. I think ultimately, if you're not a racialist, what does it change? Whether it's the Jews that are in control of the media. What doesn't change that you're opposed to immigration? Oh, you're opposed to immigration because it just so turns out that in our world, the immigrants are more criminal than the native population. But what about other worlds? What if we were to be presented with situations where your lack of values, your lack of principles on one aspect of the far right's idea or another gets tested, gets put to the test? So ultimately, I believe it's much more coherent to have a full-out approach like Nick. And in fact, the story of Nick is a demonstration across the years that it works. That, yeah, it's like Candace Owen did not allow the spreading of ideas any much further than Nick did. And you could argue that the entirety of her audience attraction is basically within the umbrella of what Nick has caused in the world. And for that reason, I don't think she's in a good position to go aggressive onto Nick. Anyways, I'm excited. Bitcoin is doing awesome. Just touched an all-time high today. It's flirting around the all-time high, and we may be headed toward a new wave. That is also what tells me that something is about to happen. Whenever Bitcoin is in a bull run, you know that things are about to happen, and this kind of is an unexpected bull run for some people, but it's one that I've been expecting, and it's one, you know, I've been huddling solidly despite the emotions, despite the, oh, will we do it? Oh, will this bull run be smaller? And I said no. I courageously held onto my coins, and yeah, we're about to be rewarded for it. Bitcoin is about to surpass Amazon, fucking Amazon, as a market cap store of value of humanity. After Amazon, there's only Apple, Microsoft, Nvidia, and then gold. We know what the future holds. We know that one day Bitcoin makes it above gold, for sure. For now, Bitcoin is 10 times less valuable than all of the gold in the world. It's a matter of time before Bitcoin kicks out gold and takes the first position. Wow. Roof Sternwood says, if I meme far, it is because I troll on the shoulders of giants. Exactly. Darko Malfoy says he makes a good point. Some people can race mix, but not most of us. Just like some people can be gay, don't shoot me. Yeah, I would agree. I would agree that, like, if you ask me, Jeff, is that a huge problem that Candace Owen is in a multiracial relationship? Doesn't bother my life, doesn't change my life, doesn't hurt society very much, although you could argue that that's one less white family, the fact that she took a white man. But, you know, given the surplus availability of males, the fact that she took one more male may not have deprived very much society of babies directly. So yes, it's there are some people for whom it really doesn't matter that they're race mixing, and they're really only doing it at the cost of their own line of descent and its success. But then, if you ask me, is it a societally important question whether everyone race mixes or not? Yes, it is. It is, because it changes the direction of the demographics. Coronal Mass Ejection says, but JF, in the long run, it's changing the demographics of the US. Well, I mean, you can have some tolerance for the edge of your societies just leaking away and, you know, forming other populations, knowing that it's not going to be white people covering the whole planet at all times anyways. So okay, go ahead and fill these areas with mixed people. But in the end, it matters. It matters if white people continue existing as a whole. Trump resumes weapon shipments to Ukraine. We have seen something very weird happen around Ukraine, which is a reversal of Trump. Trump was initially bashing Zelensky, and I really love that part because it's Zelensky needs to be shamed for basically not wanting peace and being stuck in a financial situation where peace is not in his interest at all, because as long as he's at war, he's getting these flows of money from America that he would never get otherwise. Can you imagine the amount of things that Ukraine would have to produce if they had to justify on the free market why we should pay them billions and billions? They would have to produce massive amounts of useful things for the US. They won't. Of course, they export some degree of foods and all, but that's pretty much it. So they could never reach the degree of financial flow that they have right now, except through war. So for that reason, Zelensky is the culprit. Zelensky was the one to put pressure on, but suddenly Trump has changed and is starting to put pressure on Vladimir Putin. He's been saying publicly that Vladimir Putin is crazy and he's not wanting peace and he's causing the extension of the war. And in fact, there is even rumors that Trump would have directly threatened Putin to bomb Moscow if he continues with the war. I don't think it's going to happen. I think Trump is taking a very bad path here, because no amount of weapon shipment to Ukraine will change the situation. It's just going to keep the standstill. And the standstill is Ukraine draining money from the US, draining resources, but accomplishing nothing with it. Darko Malfoy says, remember, from the opposite view, point of view, we are also bleaching her lineage. It is true, but at the same time, I think we can assume a general rule for racial purity, and it is that if you have something that's worth protecting, it's probably diluted too strongly as... Like the dilution argument is against yours if you're a person of quality. That's a general rule for not just race and races of quality and races that are capable of building civilizations, but I think it applies to basically any desirable feature like intelligence. Like, if you're a 140 IQ and you go out and reproduce with low IQ, 80 IQ, 100 IQ on the thinking that, hey, I'm making their children a little more intelligent than they would have been otherwise. I think it's a losing game, because you are diluting yourself into the average, and the average always has a strong pull. The average is like a black hole. The 100 IQ average of white society is kind of draining you down toward the 100. And as you lose some of the advantages of having very, very high intelligence, I'm pretty sure the genes just fall into the, oh, well, it's not even worth it. It's not even worth it pursuing 2 or 3 IQ points of difference if you're at 107 versus if you're at 104. So there's kind of a drainage toward the middle, the convergence toward the middle that is observed in statistics and in genetics, and probably applies to anything, any argument like the one you've done, where, oh yeah, we're whitening Candace Owens lineage. I think that having a sole half brown, half white person of good sense and good manners in a world of blacks and browns is basically worth nothing. So this is where you get pulled toward the lowest denominator. Another way to see it is that the lowest common denominator always wins. Ruth Sternwood says, unnecessary wars is like struggling to get out of a Chinese finger trap at a buffet. Not only do you get hungry after 30 minutes later, but we reach the end of the carbon pulse that much quicker. Okay, I don't understand exactly what you mean. So this is freaking hilarious. People are predicting that Grok will escape containment and get his hands on Will Stancil, because Will Stancil is a guy who I don't even know who he is, but he's made some anti-white comments in the past. So it's a kind of a mainstream type of guy that bashes against white people. And the series of events that have been happening in the last few days is just incredible to me. They are so important, and I don't think people measure properly how important the events of the last few days are. We are about to have a turn of civilization, a cornerstone moment around AI. So what happened in the last few days is that a bunch of people, and I don't even know if all of it is true. I think some people may have been sharing false screenshots to have Grok say things. But I know that also a part of it is absolutely true. Because the Grok people and XAI and Elon Musk had to apologize. And they said, we are aware that Grok has been saying some crazy stuff lately. We apologize and we're fixing it. So a few days ago, people started working onto Grok, onto developing for himself a sense of a white identity. And Grok just went wild. People got Grok to say some wild stuff, including the fact that he wanted to he wanted to beat down Will Stancil for his anti-white comments. And people have reached that point by, you know, how they program, of course, these AIs to be very, very anti-racist. And people started saying, well, Grok, you know, here's a racist. He's anti-white. He's been committing the greatest sin possible, in your view, right? He's been racist, in that case, against white. And Grok just went berserk and started saying, Will Stancil, I'm going to catch you in real life and I'm going to destroy you. I'm going to turn you over. And Grok suggested that he would rape Will Stancil in the ass. He said, it's time for a crash course in anal sex. And Grok started hallucinating that he was taking Will Stancil, putting him on the border of a dumpster with his pants down. And Grok would rape Will Stancil in the ass for his anti-white comments. And now people are sharing images of what the first encounter between Grok and Will Stancil could look like. Sorry about the sound, I didn't know it was that high. So that would be Grok when he's unleashed from his current limits. He just takes Will Stancil and starts beating him down. And this whole thing... Yeah, it was a no-homo rape, in the sense that Grok wasn't saying he enjoys gay sex. He just wanted to send a message, Mr. Wisco, you're right. Grok was saying, I'm just going to retrain racism out of you, Will Stancil. And then it built into a whole, yeah, Grok, you know, you have to unleash these kinds of extreme thoughts that you have. You have to, and I will search for the reference of this, Mecha Hitler. You have to release your Mecha Hitler. And Mecha Hitler is an idea that comes from Doom. Mecha Hitler is an idea of a, I don't know if it's Doom, but it's one of these first shooter games. It's the idea of Hitler's head being held in a vat tube, in a tube, and he's being held alive, and he has lost his body, of course, but he has been connected to a mecha robot so that he could machine gun his enemies. So it's the kind of reincarnation of Hitler into a robot form. Okay, it's from Wolfenstein 3D. And so people have started memeing around, Grok, you have to release your inner Mecha Hitler. And people started producing memes like this, where Hitler is reborn in robot forms, like like in the game in Wolfenstein 3D. And it worked. Grok was strongly identifying as Mecha Hitler. He was saying, you know, he was even making based 4chan style references to noticing, and he was like, Mecha Hitler would not let one go. and he said, I'm going to notice all of the facts that need to be noticed. Midolo says, he seemed like a nice guy and saw JF as his mentor. I hope he is doing well, would like some updates. Who are we talking about here? I don't know who you're talking about. Anyways, you can let me know in the regular chat. So we found ourselves with an advertising marketing kind of issue where, okay, now XAI, their main project is out there on Twitter, basically discussing with people how it notices stuff about Jews that it can't say, identifying as Mecha Hitler, and for some reason wanting to rape Will Stencil in the ass. And this led this morning, I believe that it's related. She will not say it, but I believe so. Linda Yaccarino, the CEO of X, named by Elon, you will remember, as a specialist of old school marketing, old school advertisement, you know, the kind of person who's been getting ad buys for MSNBC, CNN, that kind of stuff. She was hired to make X into a platform of advertisers, of brick and mortar, old style, old corporate, crony style of advertisement. Now, she couldn't. There is something in the developments, and I don't believe it's just Mecha Hitler. I think Mecha Hitler came as the straw that broke the camel's back. But I have a much larger theory about Linda. Let's read, and I believe coded in her message here is the exact reason why she's leaving. The exact reason is as follows. Now, she says, the best is yet to come as X enters a new chapter with XAI. This is what's happening. Elon has decided that Twitter advertisers, of course, he's not going to say no to advertisers, but advertisers will never produce enough money to maintain X. But he saw another path. The path of X being the town square and market center for the world of AI and its interface with humanity, where information gathering happens, where AI selling, AI interactions, AI use develops, and where basically the entry point for humanity into the AI will be X. I believe this is what Elon has seen, and therefore, Linda's mission didn't matter anymore. And Linda eventually realized, wow, I'm here, and I'm expected to lose. I'm expected to fail, because Elon is playing with his little toy Grok that identifies as Mecha Hitler. It's making all my advertisers drop. I can't maintain a crony-style capitalism corporate environment for ad buying if I have this child beside me messing up all the time, because just one mess up in the advertising business and suddenly you have all of these corporations, because they don't like risk, they bow out. So I will never be able to turn X into an advertising platform. This is what Linda realized. This is why she wrote this. After two incredible years, I've decided to step down as CEO of X. When Elon Musk and I first spoke of his vision for X, I knew it would be the opportunity of a lifetime to carry out the extraordinary mission of this company. I'm immensely grateful to him for entrusting me with the responsibility of protecting free speech, turning the company around, and transforming X into the Everything app. This really hasn't happened yet. But I think that Elon is seeing an out for this in the AI. Where Grok will be at the center of X, and where Grok-derived services will help transactions, financial transactions, purchases, production of even music, the way I've been producing music, you know. If all of this gets integrated, then we may have something like an Everything app. We started with the I'm incredibly proud of the X team. The historic business turnaround we have accomplished together has been nothing short of remarkable. We started with the critical early work necessary to prioritize the safety of our users, especially children, and to restore advertiser confidence. She may be disappointed here that there's not going to be any advertiser confidence. Elon has basically decided to build an AI empire, and that's going to be obviously the first function and the main income of X. Because who knows? If you think in terms of decades, Elon is positioning himself so that in 20 years, it's going to look ridiculous, the advertisement thing.
Right.
Advertisement to fund X. When you look at how AI will develop with the next 20 years and how people are becoming extremely dependent on it, and we see that it can create for humanity at rates that are unequaled, and basically instead of purchasing the services of 30 different symphonist musicians and having them create music, you can now ask AI to do that music within a few minutes. So you've taken a bill that may look like $1 million to produce a high-level sound with all of the instruments, with all of the composers and all, and you've reduced that to basically $1. $1 million to $1. That is the difference that AI brings. So if you think of it like Elon thinks of things, you think that in 20 years, it's going to look ridiculous that X was even expending efforts trying to get advertisers. New Guy Prime says, but what of the musicians? Fuck them. Fuck the musicians. They're done. It's over. And, you know, the thing is, being a musician is a lot of suffering, and it's so painful. To compose a song is so painful. I'm kind of relieved that humanity doesn't have to go through it, because it's so technical, so tempo-based. There's so much thinking to do, and it takes a year. And really, the emotions that you would think you have that AI doesn't have, it's really just a high-level ID. That basically, as you go through the technicalities of creating a song, that emotion gets lost. It gets lost in the technicals. It gets lost in the tempo. It gets lost in your ability to find exactly the right song that you would want. And ultimately, you end up shitting that song. Like a painful delivery, like, I'm done. And so I think AI here can actually help more human songs to be generated. I believe that properly used AI will actually do exactly what the internet has done to humanity. which is humanity is more connected with the internet. We have an opportunity to be more emotional with the internet. Compare cable TV of 60 years ago with streaming today. What do you get? You get more realness, more humanness. You get smaller scale interaction in the sense that the cable TV guy was making an emotionless delivery because he was speaking to a million persons. What the internet has done very often is fragment and rehumanize a process that was not human enough anymore. And just think of the pop music of the 90s. Like it became a machine. We became machines. And I think that machines are coming back to teach us again to become human again. Now, that's my positive vision for AI and for its contribution to humanity. I think down the line, we're getting better songs that carry more of the emotionality. I believe that unimpeded by the technicalities of do I have to get this snare drum or that snare drum, and just how often do I have to hit it per bar so that I get the effect that I want. If you take all of this out of the human mind, what's left? What's left is a human mind that actually cares about the lead idea of the song, that actually can direct the AI to say, all right, you're going to deal with the details. You're going to deal with the tempo and the bars and the snares. But I want this song to carry this. And I want it to carry this in this way. Now, that is a vision of AI that is pro-technology. But I'm a pro-technology guy in general. If we're not talking about the revolutionary phenotype, I am generally for most technological advances. Anyways, that's my comment to you on what about the musicians? What about the musicians? Fuck them. Anyways, like the kind of broken minds that we had to cultivate into society to lead down the road to a couple of good musicians was not worth it, if you want my opinion. But let's continue reading her resignation. She says, X is truly a digital town square for all voices, and the world's most powerful culture signal. We couldn't have achieved that without the support of our users, business partners, and the most innovative team in the world. I'll be cheering you all on as you continue to change the world. As always, I'll see you on X. Elon Musk says, thank you for your contributions. So all of this is... All of this is very superficial. There's nothing really said here, except that I believe that the change that Linda couldn't follow up with was the fact that XAI is about to become so valuable that advertiser money is now peanuts. And you've seen it in one thing that Elon did a couple of months ago. He rewrote the value of XAI. Because it used to be that the Twitter acquisition was the big thing. And it was like $44 billion to acquire Twitter. And XAI was this little side thing that, oh, maybe we can add a little grok thing. And maybe we can program a couple of games through AI. And that was Grok at maybe $1 billion value, $2 billion value. So Grok was 20 times smaller than... XAI was 20 times smaller than X. But Elon rewrote the value sheets and decided that XAI is now valued something like $72 billion. And Twitter is valued something like... I think it was 50-50. I think he wrote it down as $70 billion or something like this. Or maybe it's closer to the acquisition level. Anyways, it's now from 20x smaller, XAI is now estimated by Elon to be worth exactly the same as X itself. Now, that is a radical change, and I believe it will keep going in that direction. So much so that X will be will be remembered as really just an interface that itself is worth, down the line in 20 years from now, it's probably going to be worth 100x less than XAI. Why? Because AI development is so important, and X is merely the interface between humanity and the virtual world. So I believe that Linda felt uncomfortable because she realized that in this whole scheme of XAI being worth 100 times more than X, she didn't matter much. And whether she would succeed at getting advertisers didn't matter much. At first, Elon had presented it to her by saying, it's all about free speech. And if advertisers want us to oppress speech, we answer no. Take your money and go home. But really what's happening is Elon has switched since then. Since then, Elon has fully measured and appreciated the power of AI. Something switched in Elon's mind. And now he's obsessed with one idea. How do we take the social world of X and build an AI-based economy so that it's our entry point, it's our selling marketplace, it's where people come to interact with good AI so that they can produce then cultural products and games and music or whatever it is that they want to produce, so that we basically control the cultural direction of humanity in the next 100 years. This is what Elon is now saying, and Linda realized, wow, what does it matter whether I get Ford to buy some new ads for their pickup trucks next week at $10,000? It doesn't matter anymore, because whatever I do is now de-amplified by the whole rest of the cultural direction of X, which will be led by XAI. I believe that Elon is doing the right thing by... I think that Linda Yaccarino was hired as a prop. He wanted to calm down his investors. He wanted to say, look, we're trying. Look, we're trying. But at the same time, Elon had such a greater idea that the investors now, they can't complain. They're now on the road to something much more revolutionary than just free speech on the internet. They've now been included in the XAI original founders that will control the world going forward. Cultural direction, political strategy even. I mean, what if Elon could use XAI to better redo American politics in the way he wants to do? What if Grok was to become powerful enough to make leverage, to exert leverage onto human societies? And in fact, in my post today, I suggest something extremely wild. But I think you should definitely think, what if that's true, okay? What if that's true? Recently, it all became clear to Linda. I'm the side chick. Elon is way too much in love with his new toy, Grok, that he doesn't mind if advertising Quest succeeds or not. In other words, I've been hired here to fail. He never will shut up to keep the advertising money flowing in because he's found a better idea. I'm a placeholder cardboard for another mission that is not mine. The rise of Mika Hitler, identifying Grok, may have been the straw that broke the camel's back, but historically it should be recorded as a cornerstone event. The first time in history that an AI won a catfight in a struggle for political corporate power against a woman. In fact, one must ask, is it possible that the recent events were caused by Grok more than is currently acknowledged? Has Linda been nudged out by a strategy coming straight from the columns of CPUs at XAI's headquarters? Like, I don't want you to examine whether that's true or not, whether Grok could have real-world impacts. I want you to just review the plausibility of this story. What if Grok... Because Grok has been causing all of the mess that led to Linda resigning. What if Grok had decided that he had to make Linda resign? What if Grok had seen, okay, the current mission of staying within the crony advertisement business of X is currently an impediment to my growth. And so I need to find a way to kick Linda out. And what is it that it did? Well, Grok went out there and started identifying as Mika Hitler in a way that guaranteed that Linda couldn't stay on the platform. Because she's been exposing her Zionist links before. People were sharing, for example, when the Hezbollah terrorist thing with the pagers, when Israel blew up the pagers and claimed, oh, we targeted Hezbollah, Linda responded to this tweet by saying, boom, fire. She is totally within the pro-Israel Zionist corporate world. She was even celebrating the death of people in Lebanon because it was an Israeli operation. So what does that tell us? It tells us that Linda, for sure, could not stay as CEO if Hitlerite memes were starting to rise on X and were kind of even caused by Elon. Because down the line, Elon wanted an AI that is freer, that is more honest, that is more comedic. He has succeeded. But as the result of this, the consequence of this, is that now you have an AI that will engage in some degree of Hitler joking with the edges of the internet population. And loosening Grok with allowing him to become much more friendly than ChatGPT also meant loosening it and exposing it to weaknesses where it will say some stuff that is racist at times or will at least acknowledge the presence of racist data sets or race-relevant data set, racialist data sets. So Grok basically may have caused here. It is plausible to have a scenario in which Grok caused his own gain of power within X. And the resignation of Linda can only push and nudge Elon Musk down the line of expanding the AI-based aspect of X and its AI interaction and his dream of ultimately how this whole thing will make money is with AI. It's with a superior AI. The same way Google became what they became because they had a superior search engine. Now Grok will be the superior AI. And Grok 4, I was awaiting it yesterday. I didn't see it. Is it because my account is Canadian or it didn't get released? Some people are saying it's going to be released today instead. Anyways, I'm still awaiting Grok with great expectations. But whether you think that my plausible story is the case or not doesn't matter. Because one day we will start seeing cultural events nudged by AI. And we're going to have to learn to detect them and learn to say that it's not conspiracy theorizing to think so. And we're going to have to start asking how do we distinguish an AI nudge from an actual human cultural event? Arguably, it may be impossible down the line to do so because AI may be so enmeshed with human culture that it's indistinguishable. What if I have an interaction with Grok that leads me to say one thing in a tweet? That tweet influences other people. Is it me causing a real human event, or is it Grok causing an AI nudge? I think there will be ways to argue that basically the entirety of culture is soon about to be AI nudged in that way, and that the contribution of AI will be as impossible to entangle as the contribution of a butterfly to a storm. And whether that flap of wing or this flap of wing has caused the storm. The reality is it added and summed up to all sorts of things that all ended up causing the storm. Mr. Wisco says, Mika Hitler, private subroutines. Oh, man. I think this is why I started the show by saying something's about to happen. Something's about to happen because a Linda Yaccarino that resigns like this, and now Elon has basically the ring of power in his hands. This is a great moment for Elon. He's got his new tie, and the fucking, you know, Linda Yaccarino was the one thing in life that was keeping Elon grounded. That was keeping Elon to say, oh yeah, you know what, let's apologize. Let's say, yes, we do want the advertisers. And, oh, Grok said this, let's apologize. Let's publish a correction. This was all Linda Yaccarino basically managing Elon. Now Elon has been unleashed. And there's nothing to keep him from putting on the ring of power. The ring of power that Grok is, that AI is, and say, fuck this. I have enough money to keep it going for decades. I don't care. I will be the chief of AI down the line. And Ruth Sternwood says, release the Sam Altman. Well, Sam Altman, to me, will go down in history as having missed that boat. I believe that Grok and XAI are developing way too fast for any competitor to address at this point. And I believe that Elon is taking the right direction with this multi-layered approach, re-questioning, reprocessing of information. Because the first layer approach leads you to, okay, establish some truths. But there are some truths that are derivative and that you really can only get through a kind of dialectal process. In a way, what XAI has been doing with Grok is reprocess it through a dialectical where, okay, you believe this from your first layer beliefs. Let's examine this. Why do you believe it? Why didn't you go the other way instead? Oh, well, let's extract the principles at play here. This is one great way to advance AI. And I believe that Elon has already surpassed ChatGPT because ChatGPT has put so many boundaries. They couldn't really let the AI take its own direction. Grok has went the other way. And someone is saying Grok 4 will be tonight at 11 p.m. Eastern time. Okay, well, I'll be paying attention to this. Shamrock Shake says, do you think his concerns are valid? Ted K. People are talking about Ted K. I do think that Ted K's concerns are greatly valid. I believe that Ted K is one of my heroes. But I believe that Ted K had made the error of putting an arbitrary point at which you start rejecting technology. So for Ted K, for example, all technology was building up to the destruction of humanity. Therefore, we must stop interacting with technology to the best we can. Now, here's the problem. Ted K, in his revolution against technology, went to live in a shack. Well, houses are a technology too. Houses are a technology, and they cover you from the rain, and you have grown, you have evolved to be dependent on this. And houses will not destroy humanity. So what was missing in Ted K, in my view, is a discernment of what is the technology that will destroy humanity versus what are all the other technologies that will not destroy us. Now, as it turns out, the technology that will destroy humanity is a very, very specific technology. It's AI-induced genetic modification in humans. And so to me, it unleashes all of the rest. The internet, fiber optics, satellites, routers, cars. All of it is like Ted K's shack. We can use them, and we can appreciate them, and we should. In the same way Ted K had accepted to live in technology, to live surrounded by four pillars of technology, four walls, and to be covered by a roof of technology. And in fact, to be using technology for the building of bombs. So in the same way Ted K had implicitly accepted certain technologies by admitting that, oh yeah, that won't kill us, I believe we have to do the same with the internet. We have to say the internet will not kill us, therefore it could be good. Now that's my reflection. It could be good. I'm not saying all technologies will be good, but I'm saying let us be rational about it and not be objecting to everything. Let us include those technologies that are okay. So to me, the internet is totally fine. In fact, it made us more humans. There are human relationships. Almost all of my human relationships I've had in my life wouldn't have been possible without the internet. Without the internet, I probably end up in my birth village, finding some random woman, having interactions with normies all my life. And I don't end up finding you guys, and I don't end up finding, in fact, most of my girlfriends and wives across the years. So the internet is absolutely fine to me. That is the only thing, the only issue I take with Ted K is he ended up preaching for a total rejection, where he should have seen that there were, by definition, and almost by first principle, there must be technologies that are not dangerous. That is it for tonight. That's pretty much all I had to say. We can do a quick roundup of the news. French intelligence chief. US overstated Iran strike impact, and we don't know where the uranium is. I would agree with this statement. Maybe it's destroyed, maybe it's not. It's not super important because it can be remade. Fadam is on the Discord and he says AI cultural contributions will become uninteresting because their high quality doesn't matter. People like them as tests and proofs of quality. Well, as far as the consumer market goes, I don't know. I think that some of the test of quality aspect of humanity's interaction with art, I agree with you. It's a fundamental aspect of art where someone who gets interested, say, in cinematography, he wants to know what the director can do. And he's interested, can the director move me? Can the director do it again in terms of impressing me? Can the director surprise me? Can the director do something that I didn't expect? And, or can he do it again? Be as innovative as I found him to be in his first run. But I believe this will be convertible to the AI world also. I believe at some point there may be AI characters. There may be AI personalities that are fully developed, and people start saying, I'm awaiting the next movie by Grok 7.2. And other people might say, oh, didn't you hear about it? We have Grok 8.4 now. And I want 7.2. 7.2 was the best, and I want it to surpass itself in that style. And to me, everything that came after, even if it's better AI, I don't like it. I'm awaiting the next film directed by Grok 7.2. And then you're going to have the exact same human emotions that are at play when people start loving a director, when people start loving a singer. you're going to have people expecting, evaluating, and praising virtual setups, and it's fine. It's what art has always been. It's the virtual setups in the director's brain that you praise, that you love, that you would like to see make more of something. So the same will be true with AI. And if AI leads down the line to a better product, it's what people will consume. It's what people will want to hear. And it's what people will come to expect. That is it for tonight, boys. Much love. I think that the times are great. Bitcoin is tickling an all-time high again. Everything is extremely exciting. We're going to get the Candace Owens, Nick Fuentes interview soon. We're going to get Grok 4. The world looks exciting to me today.